from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Belgian authorities seek fourth bombing suspect. Belgian police have released a photo of a fourth suspect in Tuesday's triple terrorist bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 200 others.
Le troisième suspect, vêtu d'une veste claire et portant un chapeau,
Belgian federal prosecutor Frederick Van Gue said the suspect was seen wearing a light jacket and hat. The photo was taken from closed-circuit television showing a man alongside two other men who were believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. Police also said that they found a bomb, chemicals, and an Islamic State flag during a raid on a house in a Brussels neighborhood. The ISIS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's carnage. President Obama in Argentina on Wednesday joined his Argentine counterpart Mauricio Macri in standing in solidarity with Belgium.
We understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries as well have known the scourge of terrorism.
Secretary of State John Kerry will officially offer U.S. condolences during a visit to Brussels on Friday. Media reports indicate that the long-anticipated Iraqi offensive to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State is underway. An Iraqi military spokesman said several villages on the outskirts have been captured with the help of U.S. air support. Iraq's second-largest city fell to ISIS fighters in June of 2014. The International Criminal Court on Wednesday ordered a senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to stand trial for crimes committed in Uganda. Dominic Ongwen faces 70 charges, including murder, rape, torture, and recruitment of child soldiers. Ongwen, who surrendered last year, is the only senior LRA member in the court's custody. This is VOA News. UN Special Envoy Ismail Olcheikh Ahmed said Wednesday that the parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks.
I am pleased to announce today that parties to the conflict have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities beginning at midnight on the 10th of April, in advance of the upcoming round of the peace talks, which will take place on the 18th of April in Kuwait.
He said the talks would be based on UN Security Council resolutions which call for resolving the year-old conflict through political negotiations. President Obama visits a memorial on Thursday to those murdered by a military junta in Argentina's so-called Dirty War of the 1970s. Wednesday, during a two-day visit, Mr. Obama met with Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri. They held a joint news conference following talks with Mr. Macri. Speaking through an interpreter, spoke of his hopes for the relationship.
But allow me to say once again that this visit, Mr. President, has a special meaning for us. We see it as a gesture of affection, friendship, at a time when Argentina is embarking towards a new horizon and is in the process of changing.
President Macri, who took office in December after a decade of leftist rule, has signaled he wants stronger economic ties with Washington and other free market economies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow for talks with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Syria and Ukraine. A U.S. official said Mr. Kerry wants to hear how they view the current status of efforts toward a political transition away from the leadership of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
And it is undeniable that the result of that work has produced some progress. There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
The U.S. position remains that Mr. Assad must step down in order for there to be a viable path to peace after 5 years of bloodshed. U.N. envoy to Libya Martin Kobler says he's been denied permission to travel to Tripoli for a mission to pave the way for installation of the new U.N.-backed unity government to move there from Tunis. Tripoli said it denied permission after failing to receive an agenda. And the Nigerian parliament on Wednesday approved President Muhammadu Buhari's record of a 2016 budget of $30 billion aimed at boosting growth amid weak oil prices. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.